You are listening to the podcast, episode 374.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Draco and the Zodiac with their track 26. Now, the band is from Quito in Ecuador, and I'm wondering whether we've actually played a song from an Ecuadorian band before. But they are an indie rock band, mixing tones of psychedelic rock with pop rock and the energetic rhythm of post-punk revival. The trio of modern rock formed in Ecuador hooks you up with their intimate lyrics and their catchy tunes. If you'd like to find out more about them, their website is at dracoandthezodiac.com. So, yeah, nice upbeat start to the show. So, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 374 from wherever and however you are listening. It's good to have you along. If you listen to us live right now, please do come and join us in the chat room over at thebugcast.org/live. Or we're in the #thebugcast IRC channel on Freenode. And if you're wondering what that rustling and rushing around and zipping noise is, Caroline has been completely and totally obsessed with her graphics tablet this evening and has completely ignored me, the children, everything else in the process. So she's actually...
But I did some good drawings.
I'm sure you did some good drawings, but we also have a show to record this evening. And you're now turning up 5 minutes and 20 seconds into the show.
Fashionably late.
Yes. Whatever. So on tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we'll have some stuff to talk about as we go along. But in the meantime, we do have some more music, and Caroline is not going to use her show notes playlist. She's going to see what the next track is on there, aren't you?
I'm nearly logged in. That was really quick. Mm. This is David Amber with Smile.
Tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Was either Antigone or Antigone, I haven't decided, Rising, who are a Southern rock group from New York. That was their track, Game Changer. Founding sisters, Kathy and Kristen Henderson, have always had the same philosophy. Play better than the boys and make sure that the fans feel like part of the family. That philosophy, plus writing undeniably catchy songs, has allowed this self-sustained group to maintain her independence and leave an indelible mark on an industry best known for leaving girl bands behind. Antigone Rising's, I've got to find out what that, how that is pronounced, new record, Whiskey and Wine Volume 2, was released in March of 2015. And with Volume 2, the songs have gotten much more personal and the productions a little more elaborate. These songs all have something to say, says Kristen. It's important to the band that we write songs that say something about who we are and what we stand for.
Maybe it's Antigone.
Well, I said Antigone, but then it kind of fits Antigone, but I don't know what it means. define Antigone. Classical mythology, a daughter of Oedipus and Jocasta who defied her uncle by performing funeral... Whoa, okay.
So it could be Antigone because it's...
Antigone. It is. It is Antigone. I was right the first time. If you'd like to find out more about Antigone Rising, now that we know that's how it's pronounced, and I really recommend you do because they really do have quite a story to tell about who they are and how they've got where they have. Their website is at antigonerising.com.
Cool. And before that, it was David Amber with Smile from Brooklyn in New York. David Amber is a pop producer-songwriter based in Brooklyn. Began his career in 2011, producing and writing songs for other artists, both at home in New York City and abroad for major label artists throughout Asia. In June 2015, he decided to begin putting his own unreleased material together. The first collection is called David Amber and Friends, Volume 1, consisting of five of many songs written between 2012 and 2015. He's a lover of music of all eras and genres, and he tries to incorporate many different styles into his songs, from 90s to dance to hip-hop to R&B. But pretty much everything that he does has also got a rooting in pop. And if you want to find them out, check out ambersongs.com. And that was under the most popular or most downloaded on Jamendo lookup.
Ah, okay. I did wonder how you'd chosen your tracks this week.
Well, I usually go for recent, latest releases.
Hmm.
There's been a spate of people doing lots of instrumentals and also lots of songs that, to me, are just noise. Sorry, artists. So I thought I'd look at some of the most popular or the most downloaded and see what's making people tick. It meant that there are a few artists this week that I'm playing for a second time, but different tracks. But
I've kind of gone the other way because I've gone with artists that I thought we'd played before and checking to see if there was a song we hadn't played before and we hadn't played the artist. We'd never played Antigone Rising before. We'd not played Draco and Zodiac before. My next track we have played before, but not that track. So it's weird. Really weird. Anyway, let's have a look in our chat room over at thebookcast.org/live. Excuse me. And see who is listening to us live right now.
Well, if people want to wave, if not, I'm going to just read off the list. We've got Alex UK, Bodie, Erkon Yilmaz, Gamerchick 02, GC02 iPad.
That's Gamerchick 02 as
well. Okay. Gregorio SW, K5 Tux, Lainey, Oztunen, Shy Mega, Feru, Fisselweb, and Vinzy V.
Awesome stuff.
And when I asked people to wave, Bodie waved, but Fisselweb ducked under the rug.
Under the rug?
Ducked under the rug. Don't know who Rudd is and why he's ducking under him, but there you go.
Oh, Alex has waved, and Gamey Chico 2 has waved, and Oztunen has waved. So good, we mentioned them twice. Anyway, let's crack on with another piece of music.
Yes.
You really are not with it today, are you?
This is Four and Hey.
We'll be right back. I say, Grumbler, how the hell are you?
What ho, Codger. I'm a little depressed, to be perfectly frank with you.
Why is that, old thing?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we've associated with this great country of ours that really aren't British anymore.
Not British?
Not British anymore.
Oh, dear. What, things like the British Airports Authority?
Spanish, my friend.
Spanish? What about football clubs? What about Chelsea, for example?
Yeah, I'm afraid Chelsea are owned by the Russians.
The Russians?
The Russians, yes.
Oh, dearie me.
Not the same ones that you met at Cambridge, I might point out, but no. The Russians nonetheless.
Ah, well, let's not talk about that, shall we?
No.
What about, Oh, royal family. That's British, damn it.
No. In actual fact, the royal family are German.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
Hushed it up about 50 years ago, but it's still true.
Oh, I think I might have heard that.
Yes.
Music. British music. That's got to be British.
Do you know? I believe you're right. A bit of pomp and circumstance and
absolutely.
All that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. But pray tell, where would I go to find British music?
Well, I would get my pomp and circumstance from Made in the UK show.
Do you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
I do indeed.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
It is most definitely the top of the cream.
The top of the cream?
Absolutely.
The stuff that floats to the top?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Marvellous.
Stuff.
Shall we go there now?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. And let's not buy anything off any Russians in public toilets on the way.
No, no. So, Made in the UK show?
.co.uk. Marvellous.
It's only me.
That was Colour Out with his track Ghosts. Now, where's my thingy gone? There it is. Right, Colour Out is a new solo project by Dave Hendrick. He's a professional songwriter and has produced hits in multiple genres. But Colour Out is a return to his own roots. Rock has always been at the foundation, and in the current climate, very few bands are writing true rock music anymore. We have played Colour Out before a couple of weeks ago, and this is another track taken from his self-titled EP. If you want to find out more about Dave Hendrick and his Colour Out project, then you can visit his Reverb Nation page, which is at reverbnation.com/colouroutmusic. And that's colour spelled the American way. Yes.
Because they're a bit lazy with their U's.
Yes.
Anyway, before that, it was Four with Hey. From Murano in Italy. This is what they say. Hello, everyone. We are The Four, a pop group band from Murano, Italy. We have played together since August 2013. And during our musical journey, we have written 6 songs and published our first demo album. Stay tuned because many more songs are coming soon. And you can find out more by checking out 4musicgroup.com. And that is the word 4, not the number 4. Uh-huh. Even though the word 4 is about the number 4, but you know what I mean.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Right, now then. Okay. A couple of bits of news that we want to just briefly touch on. The first is the one that people couldn't have failed to notice, which is the current migrant crisis here in Europe, where there are a huge number. Apparently, since January, 350,000 people are trying to migrate into Europe, presumably to get away from regimes and the like. But obviously that's having quite a bad impact on the way that people are trying to get from where they're coming from, Middle East, to mainland Europe. The desperation and the keenness of which they're trying to get into Europe, unfortunately, is claiming a lot of casualties, causing a lot of unrest in certain communities. So all we want to do at this point is just acknowledge that this is a huge problem. And it's not just a huge problem for the people that are migrating, it's also a huge problem for the countries that they're trying to get to.
Yeah. Although there were scenes today in Hungary where they were trying to get to Austria, mm-hmm. And the trains were refusing to take them. So they are en masse, thousands of them, walking. But that's 100 miles.
Yeah.
And they're walking in a general direction, not fully knowing where they're going. I think what's brought it to a head is there has been a lot of capsizing of boats, which has claimed a lot of lives. And a lot of those lives have been children, which were always going to be hard to take. But there was one particular scene, which was a little 3-year-old boy. And I think that's what shocked people. Because it's made people see the human side of it.
There's a reality to it.
Yeah. When I posted about it on Facebook, that photo of that little boy on the beach, who was 3 years old, has really jarred me because I have a little boy who's not much difference in age, and I can see so many similarities. And I can't look at that photo without being upset. And now, unfortunately, lots of people are posting it on Facebook, well-meaning, but it is still quite upsetting. And I posted that part of me is angry that picture keeps getting shared, but part of me thinks, in a way, it's needed to be shared in order to make people stop and think. It's not just statistics, and it's not just grown men trying to come here and steal our jobs. These are families, these are children who wouldn't be doing that unless there is a desperate need for it. And like somebody on my friends list said, in a way that picture, people are more desensitized to things nowadays because just the way that the world is. But that is something where even the hardened people can't ignore it. Although I have to say, my mum and dad's generation, they're a bit more hard to it. But it's still very shocking. And like me and Dave tried to have a conversation last night and we cut it very short because it was depressing. What would we do in that situation? If we were in a situation where we were in danger, we both know we would go to hell and back in order to try and get to safety. But apart from the little boy on the beach, seeing people trying to put children onto a train in order to get them to safety, leaving the parents behind because there's no space for them. If it got to that situation, I really don't know if I could bear to have my child elsewhere with the chance of safety or with me. And well, it's one of those situations I hope I never, ever have to face.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. As I said yesterday to you, it's a situation you do not know how you'd respond to it until it happens.
No. And I'm hoping it never does. And
it's very easy for people to take take a particular moral standpoint and say, oh, I wouldn't do this or I would do this. The fact is you don't know.
No.
And this is the thing that we need to be very careful of in how we interpret and classify these migrants, or whatever you want to call them. I mean, they're calling for the ban of the phrase migrant, I think, migrant, in terms of refugees.
Migrant tends to indicate that they are choosing...
They're willing to move.
...to move somewhere else for, yes, a better future. Refugees indicates that they are fleeing from a desperate situation to look for safety.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that we don't know. We don't know what is going through these people's minds. We don't know the levels. We don't understand the levels of desperation that these people must be feeling. That it comes to a point that they are willing basically to risk their lives for a better life.
Mm.
What the hell drives somebody to risk their life for the tiniest sliver of hope?
Because hope is better than nothing.
Exactly.
I watched a YouTube video which was quite unsettling, and it showed you a young lass about Cara's age, so about 7 or 8. And it was kind of like a quickened version of a year of her life. So at the beginning, it was just about her birthday. She got a new bike, so she'd learn how to ride a bike. She was enjoying school. She was enjoying her friends. But as time moved on, war had appeared in their place. So she started to pick up on little things on the news, but kind of ignored it because she's a child. But then it was kind of that the room was shaking and she was getting ill because of the... So it just showed the decline of the girl, where she went from this really happy-go-lucky, no care in the world, to a shell of herself. And that was a child, because the parent could no longer... And that was such a powerful video.
Mm.
Such a powerful video.
Anyway, as with yesterday, we're not going to dwell on that. But I wanted to just highlight a... that was your phone.
Mm.
A slightly lighter piece of news. You really can't have missed this. Google have redesigned their logo.
They've gone a bit flat.
They've gone a bit, I would say, more modern. If you look at how the logo used to look like when Google first formed back in the late 1990s, the essence of their logo hasn't really changed. You've still got this traditional serif font in different colours. Yes, they've changed it from a blocky to a thin 3D to a flat version, but they've actually changed the typeface completely to this very rounded, very smooth, and I think quite beautiful looking sans serif font, which I've heard opinions from various circles, no pun intended, that it's almost childish in its form. But personally, I quite like it. I'm quite impressed how quickly my my Nexus tablet's been updated with the new logo, and I didn't ask it to, which is quite interesting.
Just for a little bit of light relief, I think the way the world is nowadays, companies can't make a gaffe without it being picked on really quickly. Halfords, a well-known chain in this country who sell bikes, car parts, all sorts of things, had a little bit of an advertising faux pas. Helmets for kids riding bikes is a very popular and important thing that they should be doing. But they kind of went the gender route. So the boys was all about safety and looking cool, and the girls were because they like to look pretty. Because girls don't care about safety. As long as they look good, they just want to look pretty. And it got caught, it got picked up on, and they got berated on social media to the point where they've had to change it because of the language is patronising. Just to show you, the girls one, the Bell Amigo Pink Hearts bike helmet is for lovely little girls who really enjoy playing on their bikes and looking really pretty when they do. It protects those lovely little heads and can be fitted to feel perfectly cosy and cool to wear. You'll love it. Whereas the boys was, this helmet is sporty and cool, designed with safety at the top of the list and a universal fit. Boys are ready for action with this helmet, benefiting from having good air vents, preventing overheating and stylish visor for aerodynamic shielding. Which ironically, knowing our daughters, Cara would go for the blue one, Amy would go for the pink one. Nothing to do with the wording, but just because they like pink and blue. But fancy the boys one were all about the safety element and the girl one was all about making them look pretty.
Yes. I'm just looking at the article at the moment, and yes, I will completely reformat my laptop after closing this article from the Mail Online.
Sorry.
yeah, it's...
They never learn, though, because every so often a shop will do this. They'll do something really sexist or gender-specific, and then they'll get ribbed about it, and then a few months down the line they'll do it again. Anyway, should we stop waffling and do some music?
I think we should, yes.
Oh, excuse me.
It is worth pointing out that at this moment, the band that you are about to introduce are actually performing live at the CC Cafe in the Netherlands right now. Rhino the Bearded, who we will at some point get an interview with, is hosting a gig in the Netherlands with the help of Amsterdam Mac. And this band is could potentially be on the stage right now.
Ah, cool. So this is Water Pistol with Floating in Medicine.
As you Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh, come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bookcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bookcast was streamed live in the Bookcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
I drove 10 hours just to see you, just to relive where my heart was, just to face what I have missed, what 5 years' time has done to us. We grow old, our faces change, our minds and hearts have been rearranged, our bodies tired with the coming age. Our days are numbered and we're not getting any younger, so why not come alive with me tonight? We can go on an adventure and swear we'll never forget these summer nights. Although my days may fade away, the cold can't take away our.
That was Madeline Iris with her track Adventure. And that's the fourth track we've played from Madeline Iris EP entitled Adventures. And I have to say, I simply love that girl's voice. her track Let's Restart, which I think is the previous one of hers we played, just it sends shivers down the back of my neck. It's an amazing track. If you want to find out more about Madeline Iris, whose real name is Maddie Munsell, you can find her at her Bandcamp page, which is madelineiris.bandcamp.com. Yes.
And before that, it was Water Pistol with Floating to Medicine. Floating in Medicine, even. And there was one lyric where it said ship, which didn't sound like ship, but I did check the lyrics and it was definitely ship. From Amsterdam in the Netherlands, or Netherlands in the Amsterdam, I can never remember which way around it is.
Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Netherlands in the Amsterdam.
What? Well, that's what I've done on the show notes, you see. You didn't notice that. I put Netherlands, Amsterdam, rather than Amsterdam, Netherlands. Water Pistol is James Powell and Naomi Zielemaeker, a band of two from Amsterdam. Amsterdam, the Netherlands. The band successfully crowdfunded the first EP, Blue Waters, via Dutch arts foundation, Vodekunst.nl, in May 2015. The EP includes four songs and will be available as a free download in July 2015 on digital platforms, and also 10-inch vinyl to buy from August this year. You can find out more by checking out waterpistol.nl, and we have actually played a few of their tracks now. I think that's our third
we
on
have,
that.
The yes.
third of our on that show. Blah, blah, blah. Can I just add one little minor news thing, which is really a throwaway
You're
one.
You're going to do it anyway, so.
Where were we 1 year ago today?
1 year ago today, we had... Well, 1 year ago today, it would have been 6:30 in the morning on Borneo.
Yeah.
On Saturday. So that would have been the day...
Oh, that'd been our first night, wouldn't it?
Hang on. No, hang on a second. What am I talking about? We flew out on the Tuesday night.
We flew out yesterday last year. From at 10 o'clock and our turn.
It was the third we flew out.
Yeah, it's the fourth.
That was yesterday. You're right. Today's the fourth. Keep
you
up,
you wouldn't know that it was his birthday in 2 days.
No.
Picky birthday.
Yeah. So if we flew out yesterday, then yeah, we would have been checking in. We would have just been waking up on the first official morning in our hotel, in our five-star hotel in Borneo. Yeah, I made a comment on my work social network about how the next elite winner is Lishi. She's on her way, going to be flying out next week to America, to Boston. And... I've had lots of memories of some of the things that we were getting up to when we were over in Malaysia, and I can't believe it was a year ago we went out there. It is quite remarkable. Anywho, I have some housekeeping news. So next week, next Saturday, in fact, is the London Pod Crawl for 2015, which will be starting at 12 midday. In London at the Argyle Arms in Soho, or just near Soho. We will be going. We'll be travelling down the night before and staying in a hotel just outside London, and then going in to spend a good day with other podcasters, listeners, and musicians. If you're in the area next week, that's Saturday the 12th, of September, if you're in the area, please do catch up with us on social media, and we'll let you know where we are. It'd be great to meet up with you if you have the opportunity to come along. As a result of us going to Podcrawl next week, there will be no live show next week, but I do think we should try and make an effort to put a show out to release as a podcast as per the normal schedule. So we will be doing a show at some point during the course of next week. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But it probably won't be a live one. And the last thing to mention is that whilst we're off, whilst we were in London or on our way back from London, we will be hosting the next episode of Made in the UK show. We'll be recording it this weekend and scheduling it for next weekend. So keep an ear out for that, madeintheukshow.co.uk. That'll be coming out into your cyber ears very soon.
People don't have cyber ears. People have ears that listen to cyber things.
Shut up. Next week, the podcast episode 3. No, I've just said it's not happening, is it?
Right. Next week, there's no live show.
The podcast episode 375 will be released as per normal as a podcast. And then the week after that, which will be episode 376, will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday, the 20th of September at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Full details will be on our website. If you'd like to get in contact with us and tell us how fantastic we are, then you can drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org, and you can also find us on the social networks. Full details of that you can find over on our website at thebugcast.org.
And it's last track time.
It is, and I'm looking forward to this. I thought we'd played this track, which is why I was avoiding it.
No.
Because if I'd known, I would have nabbed that. Yes.
Well, imagine my surprise when I realised we hadn't played it and I could use it. Yeah. No. So, Heifer Pheasant has appeared on this show a fair few times.
Billions. Well, yeah.
But this song hasn't. So, from Southport in the UK, it's essentially the solo project of Andy Doran, writing, performing and producing each track. The music's often been classed as beautiful yet sullen soundscapes, laying strong simple melodies and chiming guitars into a bed of ambient strings and hypnotic electric arrangements. And it's certainly been the case of the latest offering, Little Egg, and 2005's Pond Life Fiasco. I'm not sure what Dave's doing in the background, but I'm going to slap him later.
Killed my laptop.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
You can find out more by checking out heiferpheasant.com, and this is going to be a track called Doll Face.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
This really shouldn't work at all, but it does. I'm back and forwards like a supercharged shuttle bus. You got me upside down all over the place. Giving me the innocent baby doll face. You reach out with your gentle hands and crush me like a monstrous man-eating clown. Everybody thinks I'm a fool for you, 'cause no one knows the things that I know that you can do.
Mashed up by a daisy chain. I really should be running. podcast. Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.